When you're evaluating market performance Sunday, how much do you kind of throw out just because of the nature of the game and what was happening and, you know, just not being able to really run your offense because of the score?
Well, I think we always evaluate each play by themselves, and then you certainly factor in the game and decision-making and everything that goes into it. So it starts with the fundamentals of each play, making sure you execute and doing things properly on each play, and then certainly you always factor in the decision-making as you go through the game.
What was your takeaway?
I think he battled through it. He was no different than any other position on our team, especially on offense. We didn't play near well enough. We didn't execute at a level that's consistent with our standards, and we got beat.
Is it slow going a little bit with Jason just coming back from that injury?
No, he's in there playing fast. You know, I think it takes a little bit of time when you come back to get a total feel for the whole game, but he's doing fine.
What are you seeing with the running game? I mean, what are the biggest problems?
Well, I felt like we ran the ball with some consistency the other night. You know, and we're going to stick with it regardless of the score, because we feel like we can run the ball, gain yards and score points doing it. So, you know, we had some situations where there were some holes, blocked pretty well, and then a guy would fall off late. You know, the safety would come down and maybe make a play where, you know, we had a 5 or 6 yard run where at times, you know, we might get a little bit longer, but our guys battled through the run game. The biggest thing for us is to make sure we secure the football when we do it.
You guys were number one last year on inside runs up the middle, pretty much.
Number one in terms of amount of inside runs?
Yards per game. And this year, not so much. Are they focusing on taking away those inside zone runs?
Different season, different opponents, different team. I think we try to run the ball inside. We also try to run the ball at the perimeter, and we like to try to run the ball in the mid-zone area as well. So we continue to do all those things.
It's been six games now, though, where LeSean's been under 4 yards per carry. How does he get those bigger gains, those chunks of yards that he seems to get in the past?
Well, I think that's news to me about his yards per carry. He's in there battling. I think when you look at how the year has gone, we can run the ball better for all the reasons we've talked about each week. And you know, we just stick with it.
You mentioned ball security. Your first year in St. Louis, when you were the offensive coordinator there, you kind of went through something similar. I think you guys had like 33, 34 turnovers. I mean, that was a different team, different circumstances. But how do you deal with that as far as trying to get an offense to...
Well, I think last year we didn't have as many issues with it. This year we have, and we're continuing to coach it. We're actually coaching it harder this year and than we have in the past. It's just important that guys, when they're in there, understand the importance of finishing the play with the ball if they have it given to them or thrown to them.
Are you coaching it harder this year?
No, I mean, we focus on it just like we do everything. It's part of the fundamentals of teaching the game is focusing on ball security, and we coach it and teach it just like we always have.
Right, but when you say you're coaching harder, I'm wondering, is it in response to the early turnovers, or just did you start that in the...
No, typically you get what you emphasize, and so we just re-emphasize it when it happens.
Getting back to the runs, it seemed like last year you had so many great cutbacks off of those zone read plays, just wide open spaces. What are teams doing to keep that from happening? You just don't see that.
Well, some of the time when, you know, you play split safety looks, you know, you can cut the ball back and somebody in the front's responsible for two gaps. You know, what we're seeing is a lot of defenses where there's maybe one more guy at the line. And so what happens is as you crease a run, you know, there's some daylight in there, but there's not always the cutback that you would have had if it was a split safety look.
How much does the read have to do with it? I mean, have the quarterbacks, you know, Nick and now Mark, been making the right calls for the most part?
In terms of...
Well, you know, when the handoff or... Have they
yeah, their decision-making has been very good. Better than last year, in fact.
Why do you think teams are doing more, like you said last year there was more split safety. Why do you think they're breaking? Are they just more focused on stopping the run?
Well, we're certainly a team that's going to run the ball from the beginning of the game to the end, and that's traditionally one way to, if you get one more guy down there and try to do what you can to control the run. I don't think you ever totally stop it, but do what you can from a defensive standpoint to try to control it. And that's why you see at times we'll throw the ball a little bit more than maybe in past stretches of last season.
Matt, how's Matt Tobin played the last couple of games? Has he made any progress at a position that's very new to him at this level?
Yeah, no, he's made progress. You know, we've asked him to move from left to right, you know, and I kind of went tongue-in-cheek with it, was just putting the other hand down. But it's certainly when you're an offensive lineman, it's working with the guys around you. And I think he battled through the game. He had his bad plays last game, just like everybody out there.
Are there certain types of running backs that where over if they start rushing a lot of times, 20, 30 times, they lose their value as opposed to like using them intermittently, a touch here and there like you've been using your Scholes this year?
Well, I think
I
think maybe in the old days when you had one marquee running back. And you say, well, I'm going to hand them the ball a bunch of times and get them going. Well, that's really one way of saying I got one choice. You know, I think the way football is played now, you need more than one running back. And he's got – whoever that is in the game has to be able to run the ball, pass protect, and catch the ball when you throw it to him. And so that's sort of how we see it.
Is the offensive line playing up to your standards right now?
They're battling and doing – I think they're playing hard and they're doing what we expect from them. Certainly, nobody did what we expected in this past game.
At this time last year, I know it's a different season, that was the group that you were kind of speaking of as the consistency. Right. And there's four of those players back now. So it's not a matter
just
of
coming back. Just coming back and getting and back working together. You remember last year, that was a model of consistency for our offense because they were the same guys playing all the time. And when that happens, you know, you can play better together, all right? The guys are coming back and they're battling. We did not play well last Sunday, and we need to train better this week and get it going against Tennessee. But they're battling and doing what we ask them.
As far as Mark's up front, they look pretty physical and aggressive last night.
Yeah, I mean, they're a team, if you let them, and there's times when even if you choose to spread it out, they're going to leave five on the line. You know, they're basically a 3-4. Space defense when they're in base, and you know they had a lot of guys up there last night. They pressured quite a bit, and that's sort of a signature of a Ray Horton defense. And they did what they could to kind of control the run, Pittsburgh's run, which they did a nice job of early, and then get pressure when they threw the ball. There was some times when they brought one more than Pittsburgh could block. But then as the game went on, I think Pittsburgh kind of wore on them a little bit. Running the football, and then they also made some big plays throwing it.
As a LeBeau disciple, does he do a lot of what they do in Pittsburgh?
It's similar scheme. Similar. I think he's a little bit different in his pressure packages. I think he's kind of veered off a little bit from that, but still the inside cross dogs and the edge pressures and all the traditional things you see from a 3-4 front, we will see. They will zone blitz. Yeah, those are actually zone blitzes, what I just mentioned. Right.
If you go back to the running game, are you finding that LeSean is getting frustrated just because he's not having the same kind of success yet?
No, that was the same question, repeat question from a week ago. We don't see that in the building. He's out here training, and he's deliberately practicing what he does, and that's where he's at. And then I think when you get in the flow of the game, you know, I don't see it.
What kind of biggest difference in the production of Darren Sproles and McCoy?
Biggest difference? Well, last week we got Darren in there and tried to throw the ball to him. But in terms of, you would probably have a better idea of the numbers, but they're both guys that can carry the ball. They're both guys that can catch it out of the backfield, and we use them both the same way. So.
Josh, what kind of practice player is he? Has he been his rookie year? How does he carry himself out there on the field?
He's done a good job in practice. He's a rookie, and so he's learning. He's learning the process. He's becoming more and more familiar with the training on a week-to-week basis. I see his preparation improving each week, and he's getting more and more snaps in the game as the year goes on. So, I see a good, steady improvement from him.
As far as Mark Sanchez goes, the second start, did you see any progress
you know, in this kind of game from week one to week two, or anything to do it better than we did maybe week one?
None of us did anything that was good enough to win, but he did some things better in this game than he did the past game. I thought he got the ball out quickly. In the one drive that we did score, there were a couple balls that were just we had a post that we could have completed for a touchdown, which was actually the same play he completed on his first pass against Houston. It was just coming from the other side. And then we had Darren on a rail route up the left side. Those were two throws that come to mind where we were just off. But nonetheless, he saw it and got the ball out to the right guy. We eventually scored on that drive, so it wasn't an issue. But he battled through the game last week. And certainly I think there's things he improved on, but we all got to be better.
While Huff's snaps have been increasing each week, Zach Ertz's seemingly decreases. I think actually they have decreased.
I think that's just the flow of the game. I mean, Zach was in there last week and made some big plays for us, and as Casey was in there as well. So we'll use all three tight ends. Some games the combinations will be different, but they're all up, they're all ready, and they all play.
How do you determine, like, when you're going to go 11 or 12, obviously Brent, you like him with his blocking, but, you know, both Ertz and Matthews could play the slot. So you could have 12, you could have Ertz split wide in a role like Matthews. How do you, they're both almost similarly sized. I know Zach's a little bit bigger than Jordan. But
some of it has to do with how it affects the defense, which guy's in there. And there's certain things we want to do when we get a certain defense on the field, and there's, you know, so that's part of it.
There's been a spike in Jordan Matthews' production during these past 2 weeks. Have you seen anything behind the scenes that has led to that?
He's another guy that he steadily trains, and he's steadily getting better. And, you know, he's a grinder when it comes to doing things the right way. You know, when you watch him train, he's sort of a model for what a rookie should be in terms of how he trains. And then because he'll do that, then I really believe he'll have more and more success as the year goes on when we play the games, because you have to train to win. And I think in training to win, you have to train to have winning performances. And I think he has a feel for how to do that. You know, when I was in Cleveland, we had a player that was a really, really talented player. And he got in a slump. And he was a guy that didn't grind at it. He got in a slump, and then all of a sudden, he was trying to work his way through it, but he didn't know how to work great, so it made it worse. When you're talking about a guy like Jordan, he knows how to work, and so he'll steadily improve. And if he doesn't have a great game 1 week, he'll come back, flush it, hit the reset button, and move on, and then follow it up with a good performance.
How is the process for watching film and making corrections different with this team than it has been in maybe your previous stops?
No different. Other than you guys getting beat up by the tent, this is Tuesday for us. And part of what we do today is we clean. It's a mixture. You know, we clean up the last game and we move on to the next one. And that's what we've done every week, whether we win or, in this case, whether we lose. And so that's the way we do it. That's the way we stay in the moment. That's the way we get into the next process for the next opponent. And in our world, it's Tuesday. And we're moving forward.
When it comes to both Sproles and Ertz, I mean, they're two of your better playmakers on offense. What do they need to do to see the field more?
Well, they're in there. Well, they are in there. And I guess what you're asking is, why don't we put them in there every play? I mean, if that's what you're asking.
I'm asking more, not every play.
Well, they'll be in there. And again, like I said, when you have multiple skilled players at multiple positions, their combination and the amount they play each week will be a little bit different. All right? There was a game two games ago, Ertz or Celek hadn't caught many passes, and all of a sudden he had a lot. And so you keep them trained up, you have them ready to go, and when they get in there, we expect them to produce. And some weeks they'll produce more than others.
In your experience as a head coach, as an assistant, how do you deal with the Sunday-Thursday turnaround, especially when Thursday's on the road?
Yeah, that's the next week's question, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that's...
No, but I mean, but there's like an 11-day window here, so is there anything you do?
No, we're working on Tennessee. And we know as coaches, you know, we have what are considered, what, four-day weeks? We have, last week we had a six-day week. And then after you play on an eight-day week. And so we have a process we go through. And once we play the Tennessee Titans, all right? And we leave the stadium, and you'll get another shot to ask a lot of questions about what happened in that game. We will immediately come over here and get our preparation and training ready for the next opponent. And it just so happens we got to compress it. And I think we as coaches all have our ways of doing it.
Coach,